Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here, fresh on the heels of the Atlantic Racing Symposium. Good people up there in St. John, New Brunswick. Want to thank Jeff Malloy and the entire gang. We had a wonderful time. And speaking of Atlantic Canada, the gentleman on this edition of Trot Radio has got some exciting news about a new racino for Halifax, and it's all privately funded. We'll talk to Dan Mailman right after this. Always a pleasure to have Dan Mailman with us on Trot Radio. Dan's the executive director of Harness Racing Nova Scotia and a very busy individual these days with some very exciting news about an entertainment destination for Halifax, which includes a racino. Dan, welcome to Trot Radio.
Hi, Norm. Thank you.
Now, tell us about this project. We were at the Atlantic Racing Symposium over the weekend, and you showed me some of the plans. It looks very exciting.
Yes, it is, for sure. And we've been a long time now with no facility in the Halifax area, or HRM as it's known here. So this is very exciting for harness racing in Nova Scotia. And the Nova Scotia Harness Racing Industry Association is very excited about this. Celebration Casinos and Paul McCucci have stepped forward, and with the money and with the plans, calls for a full racino, hotel, entertainment, permanent concert site for HRM. It's a very, very exciting project.
Also going to be shops as well?
Yeah, it's a destination retail that ties to lifestyle, so maybe a Pro Bass Shops or Cabela's, Harley-Davidson-type dealership, or a cycle shop of some sort, that kind of a retail destination.
Now, Mr. McCucci is with Celebration Casinos, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're talking about a mostly privately funded project?
Entirely privately funded, all $45 million. There is no ask from the government beyond the gaming aspect of the presentation. And Paul, of course, has a great experience. He was one of the individuals who helped with the infrastructure and set up in Ontario when they went to slots.
You know, I don't see how the government can turn you down. I mean, if they're not being asked to pay any money for it, would it be more of an ethical question for them?
Well, I think at some point, you know, it comes down to the questions on gaming and whether they're willing to change the current gaming model that we have here in Nova Scotia. So we're hopeful at least that we'll get this done. But, you know, it will come down to the gaming aspect for sure.
Now, if I recall, the last time I was in Halifax was about 10 years ago. I recall there being a casino right on the harbor. Is that not true?
Great Canadian owns the two casinos in Nova Scotia, one in Sydney and one in Halifax. And, yes, it is right down on the harbor.
Do you expect any kind of opposition from Great Canadian?
Well, the way the contract is structured, they have right of first refusal. So any opposition, I guess they could lobby against it, but they do have the right to match the offer.
I see. What brought McCucci's and Celebration Gaming to the table? Who put that together?
Well, I think they were enthralled with the Red Shores model and the success that they've enjoyed in Prince Edward Island, and they've been looking at Halifax for some time. In fact, the research that they had done suggested that there was more than enough room for two. And the distinction being that this is the centerpiece of this facility would be harness racing.
What size would the grandstand be? What are we talking in terms of capacity?
Well, I think you'd see something probably a little larger than the Red Shores model, which is, I think, probably in the vicinity of 1,000 to 2,000 people.
Okay.
So I guess probably not as big as some of the other older structures we've had here in Atlantic Canada, but certainly more modern and in keeping with today's racing environment.
Well, it makes more sense. I mean, you know, the grandstands that we have now are, for the most part, dinosaurs.
Exactly.
Well, this sounds very exciting. How big will the track be? Will it be a half mile, 5/8?
Well, initially, and really there was no discussion, real in-depth discussion with the horsemen, but we had planned on a 5/8 model. And in the center field portion of that track would be a permanent concert site for HRM.
Now, would the racing take place? I know this is crystal balling a little bit, but would it provide almost year-round racing?
Well, I think the model that Celebration would like would be two distinct seasons of racing with breaks, both for staff, for horsemen, for people, enthusiasts. So we'd probably be looking at 40 weeks of racing twice a week.
Not bad.
No, it's actually very good.
And I would think in the summertime, given the huge tourist population that comes to Nova Scotia and Halifax in particular, you're bound to get some good crowds, and hopefully, you know, the competition in terms of the gaming dollar won't be too hard done by either, because, you know, there's plenty to go around, as the studies would indicate.
Halifax has suddenly become a very popular destination for cruise ships, and August, September, October, the fall here is very, very busy. So, yeah, I think they've already looked at that and looked at ways of tying those arrivals into viewership at the track.
You know, speaking for myself and in my own humble opinion, I can't see how you guys can lose with this thing. $45 million project, all of it privately funded. I mean, this is rare.
It is very rare. In fact, the government, I think they were surprised that there was no ask beyond the gaming aspect of it. Mm-hmm. But there is a review of the Nova Scotia gaming strategy underway here in the province, and this presentation ties in with that. So the revision to the gaming strategy will likely decide the outcome for us.
Who did you present to, the minister responsible?
Minister Dave Wilson. I believe it's Culture, Heritage, and Communities, and gaming falls under that portfolio.
And his reaction to the presentation was?
Oh, he was very impressed with the presentation, and as he explained, you know, they are in the process. We had a change of ministers here in early January, from Graeme Steele, who was Minister of Finance, to Minister Wilson. So there was some time necessary for an uptake of information and to kind of get used to or be familiar with what was involved with the portfolio. So there was a little time lapse there, but they're on track now.
Terrific. Now, when do you hope to get the final word?
We were hoping by the end of March we might know. So I think it'll coincide with the release of the gaming strategy and its revision.
And that'll be when, do you think?
All indications are towards the end of this month or early April.
All right. Well, it's getting close, and,
yes,
and you and now all of us have got fingers and toes crossed. Please keep us updated. What politician can turn this down, okay? You're not asking the politician for money, and the politician gets to be there for the ribbon cutting. I mean,
yeah,
how
exactly.
Good does he look?
Yeah, it is a very unique project in that regard. There's no question, and it will come down to which direction they take with regards to gaming and that strategy in this province, and whether there's an expansion or a view of how machines are distributed. You know, I guess there's a lot of things at play here.
Yeah, well, I think it's a no-brainer. It should be a slam dunk, let's hope, and keep us posted.
I will, Norm. Thanks for the call.
Dan Millman, always a pleasure to have you on Trot Radio. Bye for now.
See you later.